President, in the face of unprecedented global challenges to the rules-based order, last year we celebrated the 30th anniversary of the Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action, reaffirming our commitment to the values it represents. Yet, these challenges have persisted, and the absence of decisive international action threaten the very principles we vowed to defend. As a result, global trust in the multilateral system is eroding. Mr. President, the right to self-determination is a core principle of the VDPA, is under grave threat in Palestine. Decades of occupation have prevented the Palestinian people from realizing their inalienable rights, and today, Israeli occupying forces are committing genocide in Palestine with impunity. Despite our collective commitment to uphold human rights and fundamental freedoms for all, regardless of race, sex, language, or religion, we are witnessing a troubling application of double standards. Key members of this council have failed to hold Israel accountable for its crimes against humanity, undermining the principles we all pledged to defend. The VDPA also encompasses the right to development, yet many developing nations, especially small island developing states, face barriers due to limited access to resources, technology, and markets. Challenges like crippling debt and environment vulnerability exacerbate these inequalities. We urge the international community to take concrete actions, such as debt suspension, technology transfer, and improve market access for SIDS to make the right to development a reality. In conclusion, the Maldives remains committed to realizing the vision of the inalienable human rights outlined in the VDPA, ensuring that no one is left behind. I thank you.